What's up?
Podcast.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Woo!
Video podcast, too.
Yeah. So. I don't know where to start.
Well, I'm going to start off by going to get a drink.
Play a little more.
Because I'm thirsty.
So while Austin is getting a drink, I'd just like to say that this is a great setup.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
Said this was a great setup.
I'm going to kick your ass later if that's not what you said.
Well, I said this is a great setup. Check the audio, I dare you.
I will later.
So, let's see. I guess we should start off with saying new YouTube channel. Woo! Punk Prophet Productions.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll have a few videos out, between now and August. I'm hoping. And our first animated series, which is coming along slowly but surely, I guess one would say.
Yeah. It won't be coming, we won't be able to continue production, get it completely done in a faster time frame until August, because I'm planning to get my drawing pad. I'm hopefully getting a Turcom drawing pad for my birthday, because that's a few weeks.
That's nice. And I just thought about this now. I'm going to a convention, so why not take some pics?
Heck yeah.
Record some videos.
Heck yeah.
Maybe catch people.
Well, you're going to a convention. Well, yeah. I'm not. Because I'm poor.
Maybe catch people LARPing.
Oh, you probably will. There's no doubt you will.
I mean, maybe outside the convention center or in a dark corner where there's just stacks and piles of merchandise from nowhere.
So much merch.
But, that's how that's going, and then, music, too. Yeah, music.
Heck yeah.
Covers coming from Lancey Poo over there.
And I'm gonna have that one over there help me out, too. Because he does have a good ear for music when he has to.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I try.
He tries, and he does good.
Anyway.
I mean, especially when it came to what I was working on earlier today. And I'm going to go ahead and play that, actually. Should probably turn down the TV just in case.
Oh, yeah, it's...
Wow, it was at 69, and I didn't even realize it.
It was at 70, it just popped up at 69.
You popped up at 69.
It's a demo.
It's only a demo, and it kind of... I had to get rid... close it out to be able to run all this, so...
And it's a one-shot recording thing with the demo, so...
Pretty much.
You only got one chance, and if you don't want to work at something at the moment, work on it later, you can save it, but you can't open it back up again, so yeah. Basically you have to leave it running.
Yeah, which is really bad for me, because all the time I have other things I need to do, because my parents are dicks. So, yeah. Yeah, no, it happens. Oh, well. Hopefully I can splice this video together. I'm gonna be pissed if I can't.
But, so, people might not know that. Well, know what that song was, and I didn't till earlier. So, what song is that?
It was Three Cheers for 5 Years by Mayday Parade. It was off of their third album? Fourth album? I don't remember which one it is. And I can't look it up because my phone is being a camera? Look it up really fast. But it was off one of their earlier albums. It wasn't off of one of the last two. I know that for sure. Because one of the guys who helped write it was their ex-drummer, and he quit. Well, he was either quit or was taken out of the band years ago. So it was before that. I think it was their second album.
I'm going. Very iPhone not. 4, 3G, not very good. Almost there. All right.
But when it came to the guitar, I kind of couldn't do it myself because I can't play that riff ever. I tried once, and I got it the majority of the way, but I had to, like, one note is always persistent. It was that higher note. It was a high F sharp, and I had to keep one finger on the second fret of the high E string, and I just kept going from one to the other, and I had to switch to my ring finger being on the second, on that high F sharp, and then I had to da 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 da. It was weird.
I don't understand. My phone has never been this slow before.
Maybe it's just because we're doing a podcast. It's just like, oh, I'm going to be an asshole today.
Yeah. I feel like that's what it's doing.
It always does that, though.
So, while this is going to take 6 years to load... Oh, hey, look at that. Their second studio album.
Second album. And that was, A Lesson in Romantics, right? No.
Monsters in the Closet.
Three Cheers for 5 Years.
It just said something like, I don't know, hold on. I'm pulling up the link. It's set at the bottom of the link. It's, I don't know. Hold on.
I'm pretty sure
it's, alright.
It wasn't anywhere but here. Which was, I think, their first.
Hell on.
Yeah, it was A Lesson in Romantics.
Okay, it just completely went off on something else.
But they... All right.
Alright, hold on.
A Lesson in Romantics. Betting it.
Yeah.
Lesson in Romantics.
Yeah, it says release their debut album, A Lesson in Romantics.
Oh, no, it was their first album. I thought I got them switched up, my bad.
Yeah. Their fourth album was titled Monsters in the Closet.
Yeah, they have four albums. It's A Lesson in Romantics, Anywhere But Here. Their self-titled Mayday Parade.
Yeah, their second studio album, Anywhere But Here.
Yeah, and then Monsters in the Closet, which came out in October of last year. And I didn't get any of the songs until, like, 4 months ago.
Ugh.
And I think so far my favorite is Angels off of their new album. It's a really good song.
Well, like, that's that. Don't count on me to look up anything else, because it's just...
Actually, you know what I could have done? My iTunes right here.
Pulled it up.
I could have pulled it up. I could have. That just shows how fucking smart I am.
Uh-oh.
What? How great he's awake.
Well, I don't know if he's going to come downstairs or not. But... yeah.
Yep.
I mean...
Midi Parade is a really good band.
So...
do I have Angels on here? I do. Oh my god, this is a beautiful song, isn't it? Play. I want to learn how to play this riff so bad. I'm able to show, or else I would get copyright infringement.
Yeah.
Then I'd prefer us to not have that.
Yeah. You don't want to get sued for something you did unintentionally. But that's where music is coming so far. For covers wise.
So far, I am still working on a animated adventure thing, which will be a fun thing to finish up. I'm working on one short that's actually going to be a separate part of it. So that will be fun to put together.
The current thing that we're working on, which I don't want to give too much away.
It's a parody of a really popular TV show.
Called Ghost Adventures. Woo! On the Travel Channel. Plays on Fridays and I believe Saturdays.
Yeah.
Ongoing? I don't know. I haven't watched it in a while. I used to be really into it.
Yeah. We both used to be.
I used to... nowadays I get my paranormal and supernatural fixes from either real experiences or creepypasta, which...
creepypastas are amazing.
You know how we are about that. Speaking of which, we should make one. Actually... we have a page that's working. Well, we were really into it when I first started making it. People were posting every day.
Yeah.
And I need to start posting again.
Yeah, and I'm a part of that too, and I haven't posted anything ever.
Yeah. We have 4 people working the page, which it's 2 of us. Our friend Jeremy and my friend Brent, which so far Jeremy, Brent, and I have posted. Austin, we're still waiting.
And I'm the lazy slacker.
When I start to post again, I'll just say we're taking like a leave of absence, thinking of stories, because it's... alright, breaking it down to creepypasta, let's see how we do this. It takes a lot of not only creativity, but it's also the people who make them have had experiences of their own.
Yeah.
And especially if you ever go to our page and check and, like, read them, you'll see that there are experiences definitely that cannot be manipulated or, like, explained in any other way than they are told on that page.
Yeah.
And if... I mean, it's a cool thing. It's really fun to do. I mean, it's not just creepypastas either. I mean, it's made up, anything you think of, made up stories.
Yep.
It's on the description of, like, the page, which the page on Facebook is called Tales of the Unrequested.
And I will put a link to that in the description bar.
But, yeah, that's... I mean... yeah. And we don't even have a Facebook page up for Punk Prophet Productions, which we will do tomorrow.
We will get that up, and hopefully by the time this video comes out, we'll have links.
Yeah.
I think what we should do is we should do a Facebook, a Twitter, possibly a Tumblr.
possibly a Tumblr.
Because that will give us a bunch of good ideas depending on who we follow on there.
Yeah.
Because it does provide a lot of different ideas. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get Reddit on my phone.
Do they have a Reddit app?
I don't think they have an official one, but I think there's a, like, a knockoff one.
I mean,
maybe.
Because I know one day I was listening to Rooster Teeth. Awesome podcast, by the way. I love Rooster Teeth.
Yep, they are.
Big props to Rooster Teeth.
Oh, yeah.
I think Bernie said, one of them, someone said that they had, I think there was a Reddit app, an unofficial one.
Yeah, it's the unofficial
one. But it's linked to Reddit.
Yeah.
So.
There are a bunch of them on the Google Play App Store.
I'll have to check my iOS store. But, yeah, I mean, definitely a Reddit page.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, Reddit does have a lot of cool stories on them. Pretty much, it's pop culture stuff, too.
News. Here's what we'll do. When we get around to it, which
we'll most likely
do all of this tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Which I, hopefully, we can link all of our own social stuff and individual pages that we run with other friends of ours and stuff like that. And, you know, just expand.
Expand, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we don't want you guys thinking it's just one certain thing that we do, because it's not. We do a whole bunch of different stuff.
Yeah.
And we have friends that do a whole bunch of different stuff as well.
Yeah.
So it's a long, ongoing series.
So we're not just going to have, you know, podcast videos like this. We're going to have, you know, music videos. We're going to have stories and stuff. We're going to have, like, small vlogs and stuff. We're going to have, I actually do want to try and get some gaming videos done, too.
I was just thinking about that. I was getting ready to say that because, alright, so, at the end of August, I start going to a different school than the one I'm going to now. It's Adult Career Center. So I get to focus on one career that I want to do for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I chose web and graphic design. Yeah. So, my grandpa, like the nice man he is, generous man he is, offered to buy me a laptop. A high quality laptop. Not like the one that you have, Austin.
Yeah, mine's a
bigger, better processor, faster, stuff like that. But I'll be integrating to PC gaming, so I will be posting gaming videos, hopefully.
And once I get the money, I'm going to build my own PC, and I'm going to move everything over from my laptop.
Yeah, that's another thing we plan to do. Building our own rigs for PC gaming.
Yeah. Our buddy Trevor did it, and his was like
$1,200. $1,200.
And I do plan on taking some of the parts that he got and actually getting the upgraded versions of them.
Your charger?
No. Oh, it's just going to sleep.
No, your battery.
Yeah, it's in the room plugged in to the, like, four outlets.
Alright.
Behind the dresser. Go get the...
Oh, go get it.
While I continue to explain the build. But it's pretty much the setup he has is really good. It's just there are some pieces that have definitely been upgraded since he did his build. So I'm going to be getting the upgraded pieces. And then whatever like storage he has, I want to see. I think, I'm not sure, don't quote me on this, but I think he has like a 500 gigabyte hard drive, I think. But I plan on getting a 1 terabyte hard drive. Hopefully. Don't knock down any of the cameras because they're all
crazy. I have one loud, but I'm just going to find out. And this one is plugged into that. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I flipped it earlier. And then it's on that side right there.
Hey!
There you go, buddy.
Alright, and we're back.
You're back. But I plan on building my own PC and hopefully getting that done sometime soon. And then during the school year, I'll actually be able to make higher quality videos because I'm going to be taking a digital media class where I'm going to be, you know, using cameras and using better software. So throughout the school year, the entire school year, I will be able to have access to a higher quality camera.
Hmm.
And I will have the same basic setup with my microphone right here. Hopefully I will get a better one, but I never know. And I will probably still keep my flip camera, the one that's shooting Josh right now.
Ew.
I'll probably keep that one and then just play with the effects for that. And then my phone is the one that's looking at me. My amazing LG G2, which I will do a review on, too. Which I do want to do a review for that in the future as one of our videos.
Yeah, and you know how you're talking about the LG G3? Well,
yeah.
Commercials and advertising for it and stuff like that just started coming out on TV.
Yeah.
I just started seeing stuff about it.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's sold at. I really don't. But
I don't really think it's coming out yet.
I mean, it's going to cost a lot of money. I know that.
Oh,
much.
Yeah. Totally.
But I don't know. Speaking of next-gen stuff and newer stuff, I don't know. I've been wanting to talk about the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 because I'm getting an Xbox One whenever I come up with the money for one. And at the end of the year, my aunt said that she's just going to buy a PS4. We'll have both next-gen consoles in the house, newer games, better graphics.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I feel like I don't really, like, I feel like there's something that's going to bother me about it. And I don't know what it is. Like, I already know Xbox One isn't very compatible when it's offline, because you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Not on the Xbox One offline. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like in the games, I know that they're brand new next-gen consoles, but the games that they have right now aren't too good.
Yeah.
Like, we were at the mall earlier today. We were looking at some of the games that came out. Watch Dogs, of course. Everyone else says it's good, which I don't... I'm not arguing, but I don't really know.
I have seen some videos. I kind
of
like it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks cool. I like the whole idea of hacking into the city and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, like, I don't know. You know, people always make things sound way better than they're actually chopped up to be.
Yes.
So, one of the games that I am gonna get if I end up getting Xbox One sometime soon is definitely Forza 5.
Yeah.
Newest Forza. I gotta get that. I wanna get, let's see. I don't know, Dead Island was a possibility. But, like, it's just stuff like that is kind of bothering me.
Yeah.
In other sense, PC games. I know you have some stuff for your PC, right? Or your laptop, right?
Yeah, and I do want to show you those later, too. Just like what I'm doing right now. Which is
Majora's Mask.
Ocarina of Time.
Oh, yeah, you can't play Majora's Mask right now, right?
Huh?
You can't play Majora's Mask right now, can you?
Yeah, I have the pop for it. But I got a N64 emulator on my computer, and then I downloaded the file, and which is actually supposed to be for the other game. Fucked up. Let me go back. File. Open ROM. I actually did get... I cannot read that at all. Which one's which?
What is that? Top one is Zelda 64. The bottom one is Majora's Mask.
This one's Majora's Mask?
Bottom.
Okay. Is it opening? It should be. Yep, there it is. Nintendo 64. Fuckers. One bit me, like, right under my toe, and it's, like, swelling up a little bit. I find it weird how the graphics for Majora's Mask is, like, they're a bit worse than Ocarina of Time, even though Majora's Mask came out 2 years after Ocarina of Time. I've yet to get any of the masks. Dawn of the first day, 72 hours remaining, South Clock Town.
You were at South Clock Town the last time you were here.
Yeah. I haven't really done much. There's the dog that hit me. This is actually a game that I do want to do for...
A playthrough.
Like a...
Just a playthrough.
Not really a playthrough, well, but like, just a quick game.
Yeah, I mean...
A laundry pool... Just gonna twirl a little bit, just spin through. Oh, and I jumped in the water. Oh, I can bounce on the water.
And you died.
I can run around really fast because I'm a little tiny guy. Alright, yeah. We don't need to get into a full gaming thing. Even though Majora's Mask is a really funny game.
I mean, lately, when I play games, I play the usual Halo 4, GTA 5.
Yeah.
Because of Xbox 3 games, I've been playing Street Fighter for the Arcade Edition, which came out. Charlie Murder, which is a game that you'd really like.
Probably would.
Did you like, you know... Brutal Legend.
Yeah.
Jack Black's game. Well, it's just like that, except it's a side-scrolling game, and it's an RPG, so you can, like, level up your character. And it's about a band named Charlie Murder, based off the lead singer Charlie. And they have, like, a bunch of different classes. Like, I forgot what Charlie is called, but then there's a... I forgot what her name was, but they have, like, a female... And she's, like, the mesmer of the group. Then there's, like, a giant guy named... I think his name is Rock. He's, like, the brute of the group. And he's, like, the drummer in the band. And Kelly. That's the mesmer's name. Kelly. And she plays Mean Tambourine. But, I mean, it's a really fun game. That's cool. But, yeah, that's all I've been playing lately on Xbox. I got boring after a while. That's why I also have a PS3. Which I just bounce back and forth between the two every now and then.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know. I guess we should probably be wrapping this up because it's getting to the half-hour point.
Well, I mean... Yeah. Wrap it up here.
Yeah.
A few minutes.
So, we will continue these topics next time.
Yes,
and
next time.
Probably the next time that we will be doing one of these will probably be at my house.
Which will be very soon.
Very soon.
Very soon. But, before we go, just repeating everything, you know, look out, Animated Adventures... We'll actually back up really quick. Punk Profit launch. Look out for that. Then we'll look out for Animated Adventures, music, other sweet stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just pay attention. Keep your eyes out. We'll have a lot of links in the description below. Anything else you want to ask?
We'll have links to pages for Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus. No, not really. Screw that. Tumblr, and possibly Reddit.
Yes, possibly.
And as we progress as a YouTube channel, we will add more links and such.
That about wraps things up for now.
Pretty much.
So, we will see you guys on the internet.
Hell yeah.
And, yes, we're going to start out small, but we're hoping that we get big pretty fast.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want one of these things where we work really hard to put out these videos, and all of a sudden,
nothing
happens. So, let's get a good fan base going, and hopefully, we can get up there one day. One day. College isn't cheap.
No, it really isn't.
Yeah, it's not.
That's it, I guess.
Alright, well, this is Josh. Peace out, guys.
And Austin. Back on.
Alright, that's a wrap.
Peace.
Peace.